All Saints' Day offers us an opportunity to see the church as she really is. In the revelation given to St. John, God allows us to peer into heaven to see the church, saints of every nation, tribe, and language, now unencumbered by the troubles faced as they lived here on earth, temptations a thing of the past, sins all forgiven, triumphant and rejoicing around the throne of the Lamb. We see the church at rest, in peace, safe, secure. We see the church that is, and we long for it. In Matthew, we see the church also. We see the church, the saints on earth. The words are well known to us, beginning always with the resound, "Blessed are." But way too often, these words are misapplied, and it plays right into the hands of the unbelieving world. This is some picture saints on earth in a grotesque way. Believers are seen as penniless, sniveling, spineless, object of contempt and scorn. What a gross misconception of our Lord's words. Our Lord did not come to make us poor and miserable, to take away the benefits of life. Our Lord came to make us rich, rich in every quality that makes for a full, real, complete life, rich in meaning and purpose in life, rich in the things that truly satisfy the inner cravings of the human heart. Our Lord came that we might have life and have it abundantly. Our Lord came that you and I may have a blessed life. But again, even in this, there is often misapplication of our Lord's words. Some falsely hold that the true saint is one who is blessed with a life of pleasure, good fortune, and happiness. Health and prosperity, some would call it. This misunderstanding falls way short, though, of what our Lord really means. Our Lord applies the word blessed to the sinner, to the one who, by the gracious work of the Holy Spirit, has been restored to the fullness of life that God planned for him in the first place. Blessed by God, the now sinner saint has been placed in a position now of dignity, honor, yes, power, and is beyond the touch of every evil. His broken life is restored as the Spirit brings him into harmony with the author of life himself. This is the church that is on earth. Saints of every tribe, nation, and language who have God-given dignity, grace-fueled power, and Spirit-given honor and peace. But we are well aware, as St. Paul records, that we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God, not to us. And so, our struggle as saints here on earth. Jars of clay scratched and chipped by the troubles and the trials of life on earth. Jars of clay marred by temptation given into and personal sin. Jars of clay pressed upon by the assaults of the sin that surrounds us. But do not be discouraged. You are the church. Yes, the world only sees the failures, the weaknesses, the worthlessness, and loves to hold that before our eyes. But it is the same world that looks upon the cross of our Lord and calls it foolishness. But in the saints on earth, jars of clay all, we see the church that is. And this is why our Lord encourages you with those words, "Blessed are." Not by human will or self-determination are we blessed, for we are poor in spirit. We saints on earth know that we have nothing to offer, no power, no qualities of our own by which to face life itself. We are beggars before God, but blessed beggars. When the storms of life sweep over God's saints, we depend not upon ourselves, but upon God. We are not left frantic and helpless. God is our refuge and strength. We are not defeated, for the kingdom of heaven is ours. The kingdom of heaven marches victoriously on through time into eternity, and we, saints of that kingdom, march on with God to victory. We yield to God's purpose for us unafraid, already victorious. This is the church. Yes, we are blessed, and we mourn. We mourn not the trivial losses of things of this world. Rather, we mourn the unworthiness, the sinfulness that is ours. And we're well aware of our unworthiness as we stand in the noonday blackness on Calvary and mourn. Only there can we feel true sorrow for our sins against the great love of Christ for us. But there, we saints on earth learn the blessedness of mourning, and we are comforted. For the one who hangs on that cross says, "Come to me, I will give you rest." Our burden we lay at the cross and receive the assurance that our Savior has taken it all away. All that has stood between us and God is removed. We are blessed. We are the church. Now, these two scripture passages offer to us two different pictures of what the church is. But this is really just one church, linked in the one who is the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sin of the world. Our Lord's body blood removes that which separates sinners from God. His blood restores life to the lifeless, dry, cracked, damaged jars of clay. His blood makes white the robes of saints. It is our Lord who makes the church what it is. And today our Lord says to you in words of encouragement, his saints on earth, do not give up. Come, eat, and drink. This is my body that has been given into death for you. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Come with all of your scratches and cracks, mars, imperfections, and failures. Know that you are the church, members of my kingdom. Be refreshed this day in my promise to you. You are blessed. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.